Caroline, Willie, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. David James, our producer, is back at the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studio, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. We are live out here at the Rusty Nail in Hermitage. They've got beer specials going on all day long. I've heard the wings are delicious, and I can't wait to try them. So make sure to come out to the Rusty Nail. Watch the games of the day. We all know you already took off work anyways.
Yeah.
It is a national holiday, so come hang out with us at the Rusty Nail. D-Mace's Spartans are at halftime, 34-34,
yes.
Tied with USC. Are we sweating yet, D-Mace?
Oh, no, not at all.
Never.
I mean, nah, come on.
Never.
We got Izzo.
It's nothing.
It's Izzo month, okay?
Yeah, March is the month of Izzo.
Exactly.
Rick Barnes, December is his month. Ask D-Maze in 30 minutes. Make sure to get those questions in for D-Maze. The best question for D-Maze, which is a good day for D-Maze now that Michigan State is playing.
I know. Well, see, just think about what you could be asking D-Maze around 12:45 or 12:50. It's going to be crunch time. D-Maze could be sweating. He could be distracted.
Yeah, I might. I doubt it, but I might.
I'm just looking at the future, and I'm seeing a very tight game going on while Ask D-Mace is happening.
Calm, cool, and collected is the theme of the day for Derek Mason. The best question for D-Mace will get a nice prize, and we will announce that prize in 30 minutes, so get those questions in for D-Mace. Call, text 615-737-1025 is our phone number. I don't know if y'all saw this yesterday on Twitter. There were some mad Titans fans when they found out that the Titans have signed Nick Westbrook-Ikhine to a one-year deal. Now, remember, the Titans could have tendered Nick Westbrook-Ikhine for $2.62 million. They decided not to. They said, you go ahead, you sow your wild oats, you go and see what the market looks like for you. And just a few days after, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine comes back to the Titans, because I don't think that there was a very nice deal on the other end for Nick Westbrook-Ikhine and the rest of the league. So Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is signed to a one-year deal. I haven't seen the money.
That's the question.
It's not $2.62 million.
You would think not.
We can probably assume that. I don't think it's a very Nick Westbrook-Ikhine friendly deal. I think that's why we're not seeing the money. But still, they're bringing him back for a one-year deal.
I'm looking forward to seeing what it is, because to me, and I said this right at the start, when they didn't tender him, I was like, I get it, not worth 2.6, but I'd love to have him back at the right price. So, and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, look at from his standpoint, he knows where he fits on this team. He knows what his role is. He knows the offense. And so if he changes teams and it's a whole new picture, a whole new formula, how does he even know he's going to make the team? Here, I think he knows I got a better shot at carving out my role. They know me. I know them. So I think it's a smart move by him, too. He probably did take a peek around and say, okay, is my phone ringing off the hook here? Is my phone blowing up in my pocket? I got four teams calling me? Probably not, right?
And, you know, it's, I don't know what the market looks like for him, but it does make sense. You know, for a wide receiver 3, 4, 5, whatever you want to put him on the depth chart, it makes sense on both sides. But I saw a whole lot of really angry Tennessee Titans fans yesterday. He stinks. He's the worst. We're tanking. Why do we continue to bring back bad players? It's a one-year deal. I would be surprised if it's anything more than $1.25 million. It's not going to be a lot of money. They're bringing back Nick Westbrook-Ikhine because he's a depth piece for a position of need for the Titans. He knows the offense. He knows the deal. This is not going to define the Tennessee Titans in 2023, nor will it define them beyond. You're not going to win or lose the Super Bowl because you do or you don't have Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. It's a depth move.
And people, they can still cut him at the training camps. So
it's
why are y'all getting so bent out of shape over a signing that didn't even make a blip on the screen? This was a guy that they felt that, okay, we can bring him back, but we don't want to bring him back on a number that, you know, he can possibly, that he may want. Let him go out there and see what the market has for him. And this is the money that we are willing to pay him. And if he's willing to come back on a one-year deal, then great. If not, then we can go in another direction. People, why are you so upset about this? Why are you getting your underwear in a bunch? It's like it's a signing for a guy that can come in if he needs to be the third or fourth wide receiver, come in and catch a few balls here and there, And that's really about it. Like you said, Caroline, he ain't going to – because you sign him doesn't mean you're going to the Super Bowl or not going to the Super Bowl. His signing has nothing to do with anything moving forward. This is a depth piece, a guy that I think they like because he's not a bad receiver. He's an average receiver, you know. And
it's versatile.
He's been, regardless, and I'm looking at his numbers this past year, and his numbers went down. But you know who else's numbers went down? Everybody on the offensive side of the ball. Everybody's numbers went down. Even Derrick Henry, but he still was great.
He still had 59
yards. Yeah, he still had 59. Yeah. But everybody's numbers went down. So this Titans team is looking at it like, listen, we can sign him back for 1 point, whatever. He could be our fourth, if need be, our third wide receiver. He's a veteran guy. He knows the offense. If anybody goes down, we can put him in. And you know what? Ryan Tannehill feels comfortable throwing him the football.
Also, let's keep in mind, I'm double-checking this, but he was an undrafted guy, right?
He was an undrafted free agent, yeah.
So you got to know your place in the universe. He's an overachiever. He's done a great job to earn this contract.
Exactly.
And so for him to not be tendered at 2.6, that's no sweat. Mm-hmm. He's been offered a contract to stay for a second contract.
For a year.
Every year he stays in the league is a victory. He's an undrafted guy. He's done a great job to get to this point. And he's a good team guy. I like having him on my team.
I do understand the stance that I even hear Titans fans probably yelling at the radio right now saying, well, if nobody else in the league wanted him, why do we want him? I get it. I understand that sentiment because you don't have anybody else, honestly. And no, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is not going to be your wide receiver one. He's not going to be your wide receiver two. He's probably not going to be your wide receiver three.
Exactly.
But he's a guy that knows the offense. He's a depth piece, and you can put him at all different places. Mm-hmm. He can play in the slot. He can play the X. He can play the Y. He can play the Z. He is just a guy that you can rely on to be there if you need him. And they're not going to ask any more from him. Mm-hmm. If they asked more from him, they probably would have been more willing to pay him the $2.62 million. But given that it's a one-year deal and we don't even know the numbers, which tells me it's probably not very much, they're not going to be looking to rely on Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, but they're bringing him in as insurance. And that's exactly what I view him as.
He's one of those guys that every team has on their roster. Every team in the National Football League. So while Titan fans are screaming, you know, why did they sign him back? Nobody else want him. There are 31 other teams that have a Nick Westbrook-Ikhine on their team, and their fan base is probably saying the same thing.
Right. Yeah.
Well, don't you believe the organization know better than us? I would tend to, even though we argue it back and forth.
Sometimes,
you know,
I question it.
Yeah, you're right about that. But with a guy like Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, it's like, you know, we signed him back to $1.5 million. Even if it's $2 million, it doesn't break their, you know, break the bank in regards to their salary cap.
Right.
And again, you can end up cutting him at the camp. A guy may come into camp and may wow you. And you say, you know what, this guy can play special teams and he could be our third, fourth, or fifth wide receiver. So Westbrook-Ikhine, I know we signed you to the contract, but we may have to move on from you.
So, and that's okay.
Exactly. It's okay. I mean,
it's not.
He's not a horrible player.
He had almost 16 yards per catch last year.
I think that was carried a lot by that massive, you know, lob that Ryan Tannehill put up against the Commanders last year.
Yeah, that was a big one. Yeah, that helped the average. That helped the average. He had 397 yards. Robert Woods led the team with 527. So it's not like there was a ton of yards.
Exactly.
Like he's right about what everybody else had. He's your average, overachieving, replacement-level wide receiver that is a great team guy. Mm-hmm. He's going to work his tail off. He might even bounce back and have a better year if everything goes right. He had opportunities to make more catches last year. You know, a catch here, a catch here. You know, the game against the Chiefs, like there was the one. He was upset with himself. Mm-hmm. That was the game where they had zero catches by wide receivers.
Yes.
But there was a couple opportunities down the field where if you make a big catch, they might win that game, you know?
Yeah. And this isn't going to define the team. This isn't going to break the bank. This
is simply just what it is.
Just relax. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's a good guy. Yeah. He's a good team guy.
He's not a bum. Okay. He's not a bum, okay, for many of y'all that are probably, oh, he's a bum. No, he's not. He's not what you want him to be.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still he's an average receiver in this league.
What would you even want him to
be? Exactly. Like, I mean, he's an undrafted guy. He came in, he cut his teeth, he did the things that they've asked him to do, and he's earned the contract that they gave him. Now, whether they keep him, you know, whether they keep him at the start of the season, that's a different story. But I think he's earned whatever contract they've given him.
It's going to be okay. Everybody, yes. Deep breaths. It's going to be okay. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. And hey, join 1025 The Game for the second annual Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting Souls for Souls on June 7th at Hermitage Golf Course. Put your team together and come play with the athletes, musicians, and other local celebrities that are participating. And you can support a great cause and have a ton of fun doing it. Plus, you'll have the chance to win awesome prizes. Sign up to play, sponsor, or donate at thegamenashville.com/golf. 1025, 1063 The Game. Caroline, Willie, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're out here at the Rusty Nail in Hermitage. They've got drink specials all day long. They've got great wings. They've got all the games on. So come out and hang out with us at the Rusty Nail in Hermitage. The people have gotten going about Nick Westbrook Akine. So unless we have a thought.
Let's hear it.
To
let's
the phones. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Phone lines driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. Sam is on the line. What's up, Sam?
Hey, how you doing? I just kind of want to piggyback off of what you guys are saying about the receiver conversation. I think the issue is that at the end of the season, Vrabel said, you know, he wanted to get bigger and faster. But looking at Westbrook, Keenan, you know, he's kind of like opposite of everything that you know, he's not faster, he's not quick. I mean, and then you were speaking about the Chiefs game. I mean, just one of those catches would have changed the trajectory of the game. And I think that's the issue that the Titans fans are having, because it goes contrary to everything which Vrabel stated that they were going into the next season or what they needed to get as far as weapons.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Sam. It's a fair point, but also let's remember what role Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is going to play.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel wants to get bigger, faster, stronger. I understand it. But Nick Westbrook-Ikhine isn't going to be out there on every single snap. He's not going to be out there every single down. He's not going to be one of those cornerstone guys on your team that you look at and you say, that is the culture that Mike Vrabel wants to institute in this team. So I hear you, but he's just a depth guy. You can't find big, fast, and strong from top to bottom on every single position group.
Well, he's big, and he does have good speed. But he's not one of your frontline guys. And I think he does fit the culture of what Vrabel is looking for, because he's a guy that wasn't guaranteed anything. And he's worked his way to a point to he's earned whatever contract they've given him. They felt he earned it. So he is sort of that Vrabel guy in the sense of, you know, hard nosed, hardworking, scrappy, you know, guy that just, you know, works from the mud and work his way up. So he is a Vrabel guy. And people, again, like Caroline said, he's not a guy. He's a depth piece. Mm-hmm. That's all he is a depth piece. If your third wide receiver goes down and you want that offense to still go, then you bring Nick Westbrook-Ikhine in. If you want Nick Westbrook-Ikhine in for a specific play, you can bring him in. Why? Because he's a veteran guy. Ryan Tannehill trusts him. He knows the offense.
End of story. But Sam's point is right on.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to have more speed, et cetera. But it doesn't mean you can't have a place for Westbrook-Ikhine. And we have to wait and see what the whole receiver group looks mm-hmm. like when they get it all completed. Because that will be what we want to see. They do need to add some speed there. No question about it.
100% they do. And I think that's what they're going to address in the offseason. I think that's why the Titans weren't willing to spend $2.62 million on Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, which in the grand scheme of things is chump change. That's not a lot of money.
For 400 yards per year? That's good. That's good money. That's good bang for your buck.
But I think it's the Titans not signing him to that deal, not giving him that money, shows you that, hey, you aren't going to be a huge part of this team moving forward, so we can't pay you as such. We'll pay you what we think that you deserve, or how much you are going to produce for this team. And that's no disrespect to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. It's just the Titans are going to vamp up this wide receiver room, and the amount of money that they're spending on Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, I think, indicates that.
You know why people are just in outrage? Because had they signed, say, for instance, you know, you got Treylon Burks, if they would have signed an Odell Beckham or traded for, I don't know, a DeAndre Hopkins, and then signed next Nick Westbrook or Keenan after that, fans wouldn't care.
Fans wouldn't care.
Why wouldn't they care? Because we got Odell or we got DeAndre Hopkins. So they're looking at Nick Westbrook again. It's like, oh, we don't care. Yeah, add him to the team. He's a depth piece. It's the same thing. Yep. He's a depth piece. They just got him first, and they're going to get that guy they want next, whether it be through the draft or later on this offseason.
And also, let's remember, winning free agency doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to win that season.
Yeah.
Remember the last time the Titans, it's not free agency, but it was a big time trade. The Sports Center, you know, all over everything trade for Julio Jones. How did that work out for the Tennessee Titans?
Didn't he have the same amount of yards that Nick Westbrook Keenan had?
I'd be shocked if he had that many. Really, honestly.
It's pretty close.
Exactly.
It's pretty close.
And that's not to say that that's going to, you know, buyer beware every single time the Titans need to sign a wide receiver. That doesn't mean that the Titans never should go after a veteran wide receiver either in free agency or after June 1st cuts to trade for one. That's not the case. But it is, I think, an example of those big-time marquee moves, those big-time players that have been in the league for a long time, like the Julio Jones or the Adrian Petersons, they don't always pay off. Just because you win the day, just because you win the news cycle, doesn't mean that that player is going to win games for you.
A little report here. Kennesaw State is taking the lead over Xavier, representing the A-Sun. Remember, Liberty has won some games in this tournament. They've done well in the past.
Uh-huh.
Kennesaw State, same league. This is where Lipscomb is. Lipscomb had a good year in the A-Sun. This is the representative. They've just taken the lead over Xavier with 5 minutes to go in the first half.
All right, and Michigan State just tipped off in the second half.
Oh, D-Mace is locked in now. D-Mace is dialed in.
They up two.
36-34, Michigan State. They're moving and grooving. Sweating yet, D-Mace?
Nah, I'm never sweating.
You shouldn't.
Never sweating. This is Spartans. Come on.
Back to your phones. Phone lines driven by WellsonCountyHunter.com. Jell texts in with a bunch of tomato emojis. Says, I'm throwing tomatoes at the Nick Westbrook-Ikhine signing, and same goes for Brewer. Tell Nick Westbrook-Ikhine to put on some weight and play tight end.
Ooh, good.
Who said
yikes.
That?
Harsh.
Jell,
you get out there and play football, okay? See, this is what I don't like. Now you're going to get me all riled. I'm trying to watch my Spartans. And now you get me riled with some asinine stuff like
this. He's throwing tomatoes?
It's like, man, I ain't even talking about the tomatoes. Gain weight and becoming. He's not a tight end. He's a receiver, okay? Now, whether you like him or not, if he gain weight and become a tight end, he ain't going to be on his team, okay?
And also, what would becoming a tight end
exactly
be any better for Nick Westbrook-Ikhine?
So if they still keep him as a tight end, would you be okay? If he gained, 50 pounds? Probably more than that. And became a tight end. Would you be okay then if they kept him at 1.9 or 5? I'm just throwing numbers out there because we don't know what
we
the contract
know.
Is yet.
I don't think it's – if it was 1.9, I think they might report that.
Yeah.
It might not even be a million.
What's the secret? Like, it's got to go on the docket.
Yeah, eventually it will be.
The agent's
going
to slide that one under the table. Anytime – and this is a lesson to everybody now that we're in free agency. Anytime that you see it reported that a player has signed with a team and they don't tell you for how much money, it's probably because it's not a very good deal and it's not very much money.
And it's not a guaranteed deal, more than likely.
Right.
It's not a guarantee. So –
like the Orlando Brown deal, that was reported.
What's the guy's name again?
Jell.
It's not, more than likely, is not a guaranteed deal. So they may cut them, and y'all may feel a lot better come July, August.
Yeah.
Okay?
And look, I hope they don't cut them.
I
get the frustration. The Titans fans saw a lot of games where nobody could get open. Like, they Tannehill would throw the ball, and there's like a tiny window of about 3 inches wide where
no
the ball's got to fit in it because they can't get the separation.
Yeah.
Westbrook-Ikhine was part of that. Robert Woods was part of that. They had trouble getting open. I understand the frustration, but he's a good overachieving guy at that price. He's worth having on the team.
He's fine.
He's fine.
It's fine. It's gonna be okay.
He got 400 yards per year the last 2 years. That's the average. The last 2 years, about 400 yards. That's steady stuff.
Now if they sign for like $3 million.
Yeah, then that's a whole different.
Like, whoa,
that's
what are they doing?
Different story.
Yeah, cool it.
Even 2.6 would have been too much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert Nashville texts in and says, you're acting like whoever the Titans go get isn't going to land on IR. Touche on the Nashville.
Cynicism.
Stop
the cynicism.
Touche. Oh, but I understand fans feeling that way. It's almost just like such a punch in the gut the past 2 years that it's like every week it's like, okay, fine. The injury report's out. Oh, it's, it looks like a Harry Potter novel because it's so long. You know, I understand the sentiment about that, but I'm hoping that's not the case.
Yeah.
Because I think they're doing what they can in the offseason. Mike Vrabel said it was the turf, or the grass, rather, so they're putting turf in. Maybe that helps it. I don't know, but I understand the cynicism, but it's going to be okay.
It'll be fine.
It's going to be okay, everybody. D-Mace's Spartans are tied again with USC. We'll keep everyone updated. And speaking of D-Mace, Ask D-Mace is coming up next. Get those questions in for D-Mace. Your calls, your texts, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. And remember, the best question for D-Mace will get a pretty great prize, and we'll reveal what that is coming up next. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game. Ask D-Mace is brought to you by Curation CBD. Find their healing products at CuratioCompany.com. Curation CBD products curated for life. Use promo code D-Mace, D-M-A-S-E, at CuratioCompany.com for 25% off Curation CBD products. And the best question for D-Mace will win, drumroll please, a pair of tickets to go see Janet Jackson on May 4th at Bridgestone Arena.
Dun, 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 dun.
No. She might play that one. That. She might.
Exactly. Why go see Janet Jackson when D-Mace can just give us a performance here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, without further ado, let's get your questions for D-Mace. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you have a question for D-Mace, our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Mike Texan says, D-Mace, who is the most likely current Titan to be on a different team this year? Henry, Byard, or Tannehill?
Ooh.
Someone else.
God,
a heavy question to come
that
in.
Is a good
heavy
one.
Question.
Coming in hot.
More than likely will be on another team sooner rather than later. Man, that's a tough one. I would say Derrick Henry. I think because of the depth that they have at running back, meaning Hassan Haskins, you know, I think they want to see what he can do. And this is a good time to see that because, you know, this is a team that many are not picking on. You know, we look at this team and we think, man, are they even going to win in an AFC South?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to make those transitions, then, you know, you need to do it now to see what you have going into the next following year. So if I'm picking a guy, as much as I hate saying it, I think it would be Derrick Henry.
Wow. That's good stuff.
That's a good question.
And while we get the Janet Jackson flavor going, you can weigh in on the text line, 615-737-1025, with your favorite Janet Jackson song. Now, Derek has already selected Control as his first sing-along song, but is that your favorite?
No, it's not my favorite, even though I love Control. Anytime, any place. It's the song.
Okay.
I used to play that a lot. I think it was in college. Oh, man, that song brings back memories.
That's the best.
Yes.
When it brings back. I remember my freshman year at Vanderbilt when we won the NIT. Hopefully we're going to have the repeat of that. Michigan coming to town tomorrow for the Commodores. But Rhythm Nation was the big, big album that had hit just as I was getting on campus. Uh-huh. It all – the whole first semester, second semester, kept releasing songs. That was a big, big album on campus.
Mm.
That was a big one. So I'm going to go with Escapade as my Janet Jackson song.
Yeah, because anytime any place came escapade. Out in 93. So that was my senior year in high school going into my college for a freshman year.
My most impactful Janet Jackson memory is the nip slip. I really have nothing on the internet. I don't know if I can say nip slip on the radio, but I think a lot of people can concur.
It pretty much describes what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not gonna beat around the bush here. That's exactly what happened.
Shout out JT.
Shout out to Justin Timberlake. Ty texted to the text line with a question for D-Mace. Said, as a player, when you are negotiating a long-term deal or an extension, you know that typically you won't see the end of that deal before you're cut or traded. So how much of a factor is that for you, knowing that you're unlikely to see the end of that contract? Or did you feel that way?
You know, the first contract, I didn't because after my rookie contract, the second one. So I didn't look at it as, you know, I might not see the end of this contract, because to me, I had, you know, the previous year I just come into my own as a player offensively, special teams wise. So when we signed a 5-year deal, I thought I'm going to be here for the whole 5 years, you know, because I didn't see my play dipping any. I saw me getting better. And after 4, it was that. I was getting better, but because of the salary cap reasons, Floyd had to make some tough decisions, not just with me, but with Samari and Kevin Carter and some other guys, Joe Nedney, that he had to release, and they did. Now, I was able to see I signed a 5-year deal with Baltimore. I was able to play out the whole 5 years of that contract. And then end up signing a 2-year deal with them, which I knew going into that it was essentially a 1-year deal because it was backloaded. But I wanted to stay there. So I didn't have no problem with signing that contract because I knew I would play well. And if, you know, they did cut me, then I would get on with another team. And that's what happened after that season. You know, I was a part of the salary cap moving forward with Baltimore. And I was able to land with another team. So early on, I didn't think about it. But I think that second contract with Baltimore, which was a 2-year deal, I knew was essentially a 1-year deal. And I was okay with that.
Nate texts in. He said, D-Mace, are you sweating the Michigan State game? Yes, I am an MTSU fan. A couple years ago, remember, Middle Tennessee is a 15 seed. Shocked the Spartans.
See, when MTSU, the Raiders. When the MTSU fans, Spartans just scored a nice dunk. They're up 7 points now, 40-47. When MTSU fans say that, I just got to take my hats off to them. You know, I got to take my hat off. You're right. You're absolutely right. You beat us, you know. But, no, I'm not sweating. My Spartans are up 7 points. We're getting on the roll. We're pushing the ball down the court. And it's a dunk. Now we're up 9 points. See, I'm not sweating. It's Izzo time, people. Come on. Everybody, Coach Cal knows that. That's why he tried to butter him up before the tournament started. Oh, he's made 25 straight appearances. Don't try to butter us up. You may face us. Nah, don't try to do that, Coach Cal.
Save it, Cal.
Exactly.
Save it. We all know what you're doing.
Oh, I would love to see that happen. Also, Kennesaw State, the 14 seed, up 7. At the half against the third seed Xavier Musketeers.
Oh,
woo-hoo!
All right.
Kennesaw State, the Owls.
Getting spicy. Kevin from Union City texts in with a question for D-Mace. Uh-huh. Says, why do you think Tennessee state taxes aren't discussed more in the NFL? We were kind of talking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Says, I can see that being a huge advantage for the Titans, but it never really comes up.
I love that question.
It's a good question. I just think players, they look at it different, you know. They look at it from the standpoint of, you know, because if that was the case, all the top players will go to Texas, Florida, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. What's another place without any state tax?
Is it just those three?
I think
Arizona.
Nevada, Florida.
Florida, Texas. So it's like,
I think Nevada might be the only other one. Maybe Arizona.
Maybe Arizona.
I don't hear Arizona come up in the hockey conversations. Uh-huh. I hear Nevada all the time because Vegas obviously have a team.
Yeah, so, you know, there's only a few states that I know of. There could be more that have no state tax. So if that was a big part of, you know, guys' decisions, you would see more guys going to those particular teams. But it's not. I don't think guys truly look at that. You know, maybe later on in their career, as they're winding down and they're signing 1 or 2 year deals, maybe they're looking at that. But when you're signing, you know, these big hefty deals, listen, the government's going to get his money no matter what. Because what fans don't understand is
true.
What fans don't understand is just because we don't have a state tax, we got to play Cincinnati, we got to play Cleveland, we got to play the Jets, the Giants. They have taxes,
are
and they're going to tax
taxed
you.
In what state yes. you play
they
in.
They tax in what that. State you're playing in.
Even
so
the
they're still going to
get
their
hit
money
with some of that stuff. When we travel,
really?
They take a little mm-hmm. bit here, a little bit there. Yeah,
exactly. So you're still going to get taxed by other states.
Entertainment tax, yeah. It's called. It's crazy.
And people, we still get taxed, you yeah. know. And just because we don't have a state yeah. tax, and we got some of the highest sales
the
tax.
The sales tax,
you know,
you.
There
that's
is.
True.
So,
that's absolutely true.
You know, it's just, but, you know, that is a good question. you know, and you know, I don't know if guys truly, especially when they're signing these huge deals, I don't think they truly think about that as a deciding factor whether I sign with the team or not. Possibly later on in their career, like I said, when they're signing 1-2 year deals, then maybe yes.
Max Hurst has just walked in.
Max Hurst, ladies and gentlemen.
He's got the coat of
Max
destiny.
Hurst.
The coat of destiny that you can see why that coat gets the attention of people on the plane.
Yeah.
When he walks on with the Predators players and the personnel. I mean, that's a bold coat right
awfully
there.
Awfully chic of you, Max.
Very chic. Very chic.
But to the point he made.
He wears it with pride.
I don't know if players would seek out playing for the Bucks or the Titans just to escape the state
income
tax.
Yeah.
But I do think when you're talking about like the nitty gritty and you're splitting hairs with potential contracts, like with the A.J. Brown situation,
I do think that comes into play.
Because that's one thing that I looked at is, okay, well, A.J.'s getting X amount of dollars in the state of Philadelphia versus X amount of dollars in the state of Tennessee. How much of a difference does that make? Because that could be a difference when you're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars. That could be the difference of $3 or $4 million year over year or over the entirety of that contract.
Yeah, it could. And, you know, maybe moving forward, maybe guys will start thinking about that. But I think that will be amongst other things that they think about when coming to a new city.
A million things to think about.
Exactly.
More Ask G Mays coming up next. Your calls, your text, 615-737-1025. You can ask Derek Mason anything. And the best question for D Mays will win a pair of tickets to go see Janet Jackson on May 4th at Bridgestone Arena. Caroline Willie, D Mays, 1025-106 for the game. Is brought to you by Curation CBD. You can find their healing products at CuratioCompany.com. Curation CBD products curated for life. Use promo code DMASE, D-M-A-S-E at CuratioCompany.com for 25% off Curation CBD products. The best question for DMASE will win a pair of tickets to go see Janet Jackson on May 4th at Bridgestone Arena. So get those questions in for DMASE. We are live out here at the Rusty Nail in Hermitage. They've got a bunch of the games on. DMASE's Spartans are up 4 with 10 minutes left to go in the second half. I know he's not sweating over here. Not quite yet.
No, I'm just watching.
Yep.
Just watching, enjoying.
Going to the line to shoot 2 with about 10 minutes to go in the second half. Mm-hmm. Baylor leading UCSB, Baylor the 3 seed, against Cal Santa Barbara, 14-11, about 8 minutes in. Kennesaw State leading Xavier, 43-36 at the half, the 14 seed up. All right, I got one for you, D-Mace. Uh-huh. Remember, we're giving away the Janet Jackson tickets, 615-737-1025. So you can weigh in on your favorite Janet Jackson song. Mm-hmm. Michael Texan says, All For You is my favorite Janet Jackson song. That's a good call. Derek, do you think Aaron Rodgers will go from the Packers to the Jets, then go to the Vikings, and then retire a Falcon to complete the circle for Brett Favre?
The circle of Brett Favre's life.
Except that he didn't start with the Falcons.
What is this?
The circle of Favre. Yeah.
Lion
circle of
King.
the circle
the
of life.
Circle of Favre. No, I don't think. I think he's once he gets to New York, he will play the remainder X amount of years, and that'll be it.
When Brett Favre went to the Vikings,
sunset.
When he went to the Vikings, that was pretty hardcore. All the rivalry between those two teams, that was weird to see Brett Favre in the Vikings uniform.
That is weird. Let's get back into your phones. Fun lines driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. Tim is on the line with a question for D-Mace. What's up, Tim?
Hey, D-Mace. First off, I want to say best Janet Jackson song is Love Will Never Do Without You because of the video. She looks awesome in that.
Ooh, you pulled that one up, D-Mace.
Yes,
I thought you were
considering
that one.
My question is, if you had 3 wishes and they can't be asking for money, what would your wishes be? And I'll give you a hint of what I'm looking for. My 3 wishes would be to heal by touch. So if anybody ever get hurt, all I would have to do is touch them and they would automatically be healed. Second would be I would want to be able to communicate with anybody. So if they talk a different language, I'd be able to communicate with them fluently. And the third would be to always know what the truth of a situation is you can hear many stories, but what's the real truth? So I'll hang up and listen.
Wow, that's good. I wouldn't want to always know what the truth is because sometimes it's better that you don't know the truth than you do.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Exactly. But those are some good ones. You know, I would love, if I have a wish, I would love to be that I could, you know, sort of settle any difference between an individual or countries. I had the power to settle that difference between them.
Pro peace.
Another would be, I like the healing process. I do because it's personal to me. Losing my mom to cancer, having friends, that are dealing with cancer now, a partner that dealt with cancer. So I would want to, have that ability to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And then my third, I don't know what that third would be. That I can just, teleport myself anywhere I want to go at any time.
That's a good one.
When we're on the road and we're bouncing all over the place and we got families with kids doing stuff, we talk about that a lot on the road. If we could teleport,
exactly.
That would be a great thing to be able to do.
Just teleport anywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that would be it.
Save some flight money.
Yeah, save a lot of flight money.
One texter texts in, Joe Texan says, teammates, do players have an on IR have to pay taxes in other states if they don't play?
If they are not going, that's a good question. I don't know, because he's right. If they're on IR, they're not making the trip.
But they still get paid.
I need to look in that.
That's really good question.
I never thought about that.
I'm sure they would.
Yeah, on one hand, you think they would, but on the other hand, if I'm not working, like physically working, and my team is, but if I'm not the one that's working, then why should I be taxed? I never thought about it. That's a good question. I don't know. I need to look that up.
One texter asked, you have an interesting or fun story about Steve McNair that most people haven't heard before.
I don't think there's, many things that, because there's been a lot said about Steve since his untimely passing. I think a lot of people have told all the stories. For me, it would be he was generous. And he was truly one of those guys that, I don't think he, in a sense, worried. Like, he wasn't one of these guys that went around and, I'm Steve McNair. Mm-hmm. And, throwing his cash and his clout everywhere. He didn't come off as that guy. I'd never seen that in him. He was one of those guys that's just sort of just, go about his business. Country guy, loved being on the farm and loved doing the things that he did. But he would give you the shirt off his back. If you needed it. I think it was more evident because I hadn't talked to Steve in a while during that period. It was after I had left and went to Baltimore, and then he ended up retiring. But there was like a 5 or 6 year period five or six month period, probably a little bit longer than that, where, we didn't keep up with one another. And Marcy, my wife at the time, she was doing a podcast. And she, reached out to his wife and asked if he would do the podcast. He was like, yes. Didn't hesitate. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. And that's just who Steve was, It was just he was a good guy. So
it seemed like it.
Yeah.
Another texter, Christopher, says, D-Maze, in your experience, is it possible that, as a former running back, Rand Carthon has the final say over these offensive personnel moves, with Mike calling defensive moves as coach? Is that the collaboration that they spoke of?
It could be, but I think Rand trusts that if – let me put it this way. I believe Vrabel – knows exactly what he wants, and when he relays that to Rand Carthon, Rand knows exactly what to go, like players to go get, so they're always going to be on the same page, so that trust factor is mm-hmm. there, because I've already communicated to the GM what I am looking for, and the GM is like, okay, I see why you're saying that, let's try to make it happen. So I don't think it's a ran since you was a fullback, then, you know, you oversee the offense. And because I'm a former defensive guy, I'm oversee the defense. No, I think it works both ways. Because as a – he was a scout. He had to scout more than just offensive players. He had to scout defensive players as well. And Vrabel, as a head coach, you got to know not only defensive players, you got to know offensive players as well.
And I do think there's a good bit of truth, too. Sometimes the ones that know most about offense is the defense, and
exactly,
vice versa.
Because
they're the ones reading it. And you look at, you know, three signings that were made that were just seemed like total Rand Carthon guy moves. Azeez Al-Shaair and Arden Key, they're both defensive guys that have ties with Rand Carthon. And I think that through the interview process, Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel probably have a good idea, offensive, defensive, special teams, whatever it might be, of the kind of players that they want. It's probably the reason why Rand Carthon got the job. One texter texts in and calls you crazy, D-Mace, for saying that that Derrick Henry won't be here next year.
I mean, I could be. Listen, I've been called worse, okay? There could be under a scenario Derrick Henry is back, but I think that scenario is very slim because it's just like this has nothing to do with Derrick Henry, the person. This has everything to do with Derrick Henry, the contract, Derrick Henry, the player, and, you know, not holding on to him 1 year too long, as you and Willie have said time and time again. You want to be able to get something for him a year earlier than try to get something for him a year later.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Remember, the best question for D-Mace will win a pair of tickets to go see Janet Jackson on May 4th at Bridgestone Arena. Appreciate everybody for participating in Ask D-Mace. But coming up next, it's rumor season, and rumor season is rumor seasoning yet again. We'll get into all that coming up next. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game.